The great buffalo, moving through the fields in the dark. Seems impossible to be a buffalo. Seems impossible to be a buffalo. But here's a house, it's on fire. But at the moment you can't see that it just looks dark out. On the fierce moor where the hares and wolves and great deer roam, it's burning on the inside. Though in the darkness the blazing fire is rising and eating the house from the inside. So soon it'll burst out and will glow under the great white moon, and bats will be flying. And then you notice the body lying on the bed, and it's a vague shape, but not a vague body, but it's dead. And out on the moor, he's running with tears all down his face, and his hands are covered in blood, and no matter how far he runs, the fire is gonna catch him eventually, maybe in a dark, dark dream. And then he'll never be able to wake, or worse, will always be awake. But the flames will be inside his eyes, inside his skin, inside his rib cage, inside his skull, inside his tongue, and his eyes, and his ears, and his feet, and his fingers, and his cock, and his arse, and his hair, until one night or maybe noon he'll find a tower and climb up and up as if he wants to touch the sky. But when he reaches the top of the tower, the world is spinning, but all is burning, burning, and burning, and he screams, just fucking screams and screams and screams and jumps and screams and screams and screams as he falls and falls and falls, and all the while he's falling and screaming, he's burning and burning and burning all the way down, and he goes to the ground and keeps on going down and down and down until he is in hell. Turns to look at his, and it's a face covered in flames, licking his face, licking all faces, and he knows he's in hell. And when he looks around, he's home again, where he stared all those years ago, and he closes his eyes as it begins again, all his past and present and future being burnt. Yeah.
That's how it goes.